All right, here we go.
This is the one.
What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Yeah. Woo! Welcome back, everyone. I did that.
Yeah, that's like something. That's like a reference to something else, right?
I don't think so. I just was in the zone, man.
I was just feeling it. I want to add zone. That in.
Yeah. I think secretly I wanted the last word.
There you go. You got it?
I think secretly I was like, he's not here.
You did good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That guy. Yeah.
Yeah. He wrote 92% of this song. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. I was thinking, I was like, maybe I won't curse this episode.
No, oh, you already do it?
I just F-bomb.
I didn't even hear it.
So
I can bleep it. We could bleep
maybe.
It.
Maybe.
I'm not going to bleep it.
The only thing I was thinking is because we're doing a bit at SeaWorld. And so I was like,
yeah, maybe. But the podcast is explicit. It's marked as explicit.
It is.
I mean, it could be clean-ish.
Yeah. And I don't curse at SeaWorld.
Right.
So
of course. You can't.
So
fired. You're fired. Anyway, thanks for joining us for another episode of Life's a Binge. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. And you know what? We just had a quote-unquote meeting today to try and be better about being on social media. So for real, like follow us. Like I post videos on Instagram, post things on Twitter. So check us out at Life's a Binge. Yeah.
When we were up in that in our conference room having that meeting
sure.
today it's exciting, man.
Right. Yes.
It's exciting.
It is exciting. And, so, yeah, follow us. Hit us up on we're going to try and do more stuff on YouTube. So there's videos. If not in the interim, at least check out Instagram at Life's a Binge and Twitter at Life's a Binge because we'll cross-platform both of those. As always, you can find all that stuff on Facebook.com/Life's a Binge. And the website is there as well, lifesabinge.com. And the newest thing, the coolest I'm really excited about, is the Patreon account. And we owe a shout-out to Tony and La Mesa because he is in the shout-out tier of being a patron.
Oh, right on.
We have other patrons that are in the $1 realm.
We do.
But those are, quote, honorary bingers is what they're known as. So you can be honorary binger as well. But they don't get the shout-out. Because
I was going to say, who is it?
You can see.
Because that defeats the purpose.
If you go to patreon.com, you can check them out. I think. I don't know necessarily how it works.
We're not going to mention their filthy names.
But the $5 tier is where you got to be like Tony and La Mesa. Like, you know what? Like, I give Tony a bunch of crap, and like he calls and gives me a bunch of crap, and he's your brother, and you give him a bunch of crap, and he gives you a bunch of crap. But mm-hmm. You know what? Like, he's a true fan. He's a true listener, and now he's a patron, and more power like to him. It blows me away that somebody that's a friend or family member actually cares enough to donate anything, whether it's time or energy or a voicemail or money. Like, thank you so very, very much, Tony.
He's vested in seeing it continue and do right. Well.
And we appreciate it so much. It's ridiculous. So thank you very, very much, Tony. And yeah, you can join the club, patreon.com/lifesabinge. And yeah, donate a little something to help keep the show going. Pay for you know, microphones and field recorders. Like, I just bought a new field recorder, and we need more storage space on the Podomatic and stuff. So, you know, you guys get the show for free, and it's always going to be free. But if you feel inclined, so inclined, you don't have to subscribe forever. Even if you just want to sign up and subscribe for $5 and that's it, do that. Or hit the donate button. Like, anything that will help, it will help. So, anything you got. We appreciate it immensely.
Stop crying, Jared.
Sorry. But anyway, thank you very, very much for all you listeners out there. And if you're a new listener, then you get to experience our theme song. Well, you experience the Forget Completely theme song. But right now is what we do. We breathe in. So breathe in with us and you'll hear our, you know, OG theme song. So breathe in with us.
Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow. Ow, wow.
That's right. I said yeah again, like on the song.
You got hey, yeah. you get the, you can get the you put the yeah you put the yeah in all of it. It's all good.
Yeah.
We need the yeah guy. I'm your yeah
you
man.
You can count on me to say yeah anytime.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and dive right on into our first segment, which is known as What's Up.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, man?
Man, the big work fest continues. Work, 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 work.
Yep, I hear that. Work, work, work. Work all the time. Work, and, work, 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 work.
Spring break. Is the spring break affecting you at all?
No. For me, no. The only thing that affects the post office is Christmas. Other than that, it's like, nope. The
nah, same but, old, but same like, old. No, nothing like... You're seeing a lot of kids on the street or anything?
You know, there are more kids, which, and if you bring the mail, like, kids are really excited about the mail or like, oh, we got a package. Maybe it's from grandma mm-hmm. or whatever. They open the door and then dogs come running out.
Right.
Because, like, kids don't know better.
Right.
And they're like, oh, let me just, and they open the door once you leave. So you walk up, you drop off something at the door, you turn around and leave, and the kid's like, I'm going to get the mail. And so your back's turned, they open the door, and out comes the dog. You're like, holy crap. So, yeah, the fact that there's more kids around, and you got to be more careful driving and watch out for them opening the door. But other than that, like, I don't.
When you bring stuff, when you're, like, delivering things,
yeah.
Like, I want someone to break into, oh, the Wells Fargo wagon is coming down the street. Please let it be for me. Maybe something for someone who is fairly special. But it could be. Yes, it could be.
That's
something special. Just for me.
I'm impressed that you, that's what you went with. Because most people are like, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Please,
Mr. Postman.
That's
Mr.
good.
Postman, look and see.
I was going to do that next week.
Is there you a just kind of like back for me?
You made me have to rethink next week because I was going to do that.
That was next week.
That was next week's bit.
Sure, but. I'm sure there's more. There's more. Yeah, well, but yeah. Anyway, yeah, spring break doesn't really affect me. So you're just in the work machine.
It is. It's crazy. We got a lot of. Filters to finish for Tony.
Absolutely.
Tony and La Mesa.
Tony and La Mesa.
In fact, I really hope. So Monday I'm going out with one of the young bucks.
Yeah.
And training him how to do it.
Nice.
Like a Jedi. And
he's the Padawan he's and you're Padawan, the Jedi yes. Master.
No, you must find good place for Diametrous Earth to. Oh,
and that has nothing. You're using like a terrible. You're doing like kung fu or doing. Something.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
You need to do. Kung fu. You need to do more of like a.
Oh, filters you must clean.
There you go. Like, yeah, there you yeah. go. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you need to do.
So we're gonna be doing that because it's spring break. So I'm working every day.
Sure.
I've been working a lot. Like, right. Like a lot.
Well, last week you said you were on a 12-day stretch doing shows in the middle SeaWorld.
Of,
yep,
and that's what I'm in the middle
and
of.
And also, like, during that time, you're doing pool filters. So it's like, woof, you're like work.
Well, yeah. Right now, yeah, because of the work at Sea, as much work as I'm working at SeaWorld, I can't do pool filters this week.
Sure.
And then next week is not that much. It's I guess spring break is 2 weeks.
Which I thought it was. I think 1 week. Depends on the school, maybe?
But I guess in this area, anyway, because we're anyway. The main point is that we have dolphin shows during the week next week.
Nice,
which is normally doesn't happen until
only
summer,
during like peak during season summertime. And stuff, yeah.
So So it means next week is super busy too. And,
nice.
And I picked up some zoo shifts as well.
Sweet.
And then we have a gig.
You're just a guitar playing machine. And
we have
right
a gig.
Now.
Yeah, we have a gig next on Saturday the 7th.
April 7th. April 7th. Where at?
At the Blarney Stone Cafe.
Head
at Blarney
out,
Stone
man.
Tavern in Claremont.
I will say, I'm going to put you on blast right now.
Go ahead.
You need to bring your field recorder. And if somebody shows up and says, hey, I want to be on Life's a Binge, just literally take out your field recorder and be like, what are you watching? And like
during your, well, in the middle of songs
or whatever, or during at least when you're there,
or like between sets
during a break or something, if somebody says,
when you're schmoozing, yeah.
If somebody legitimately says, like, I heard you on Life's a Binge and I want to whatever, just
if
ask
you
them
do
a
that,
quick
if
question.
You, if you come to the BJ and the Biz show at
Blarney
the,
Stone
at the Blarney
on April 7th,
Stone, on April 7th and you come and talk to me. We will make a little segment right then and there for you to be on the next episode of Life's a Bitch.
I'm so stoked.
So
check it out, BJ and the Biz.
Yeah, Bonnie and we're Stone. gonna have a rehearsal.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a rare thing. I don't
right.
know. I can't even find this word. I can't even find the word. For
what's the word?
We're gonna have a rehearsal
right.
on next Wednesday at the studio at K Street.
Oh
Studios.
Yeah, you're doing that. That's the thing that's happening.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. So that's
way
all.
To go,
it's
Rob.
Cost to set up. Yeah, Rob, man, way to go, Rob Harvey.
Yeah, that's bitchin'.
Everybody who recorded us for our Bowie. Episode.
Bowie Rickman
episode.
The one time we actually recorded in the studio.
It was sweet, and it sounded great, but we sound good.
I think I do a decent job.
You do a damn good job.
Yeah.
But we're going to do that. What I'm hoping to do, though, is, like, in the studio while we're in there, is be able to record the theme song with drums
sure.
and bass.
That'd be so cool.
And maybe even, you know, better sounding thing.
And I love it. When is that happening? When's the rehearsal?
Next Wednesday. So
Wednesday
the
during
4th.
The day or
it'll be at night.
Dude, I'm coming.
You can come.
I'm gonna show
you
up.
You can come and
I gotta get my backing tracks in there.
Yeah, man.
I gotta say
you get your claps in there.
I don't care about the claps, but I gotta say Hulu.
Yeah.
Netflix and Amazon Prime.
And then while we're there,
that's what I gotta do.
I mean, we're probably gonna screw around like for a really long time.
Yeah,
like we're gonna
great.
Rehearse a bunch of songs.
I'm super stoked.
And then but we're gonna be in there and there's no rush. And so we're probably gonna screw around for
nice.
A long time. And we could add verses.
I dig
you
it.
Know.
Dude, I freaking dig it.
So that's gonna happen.
Like, cause you know, people have said they love the theme song. Like, they love that song.
I've heard a couple
it's
people.
It's not just me.
Yeah,
it's other folks.
And it's not David who
it's great.
David was very happy.
It is
too.
A catchy, fun tune. Dude,
right on.
You wrote a good ditty.
Right on, man. Thanks.
And I'm glad I could contribute.
You could shake it out of the tree like just, oh yeah. You know what? I have a song.
Well, I'm just glad I could I wrote 2% of the words.
You know who you are.
Like I updated it.
You're Ernie right now.
I updated it. I did. You can't deny it. You're like, oh, Oprah and whatever it was. It's like that's outdated. I'm like, I can write something.
We
collaborated.
We collaborated. We did. Yeah. We did. It was a team.
Oh, like I said, it's 97% your song.
Yep. I'll be happy to give you the 3% of the other.
Right.
And someone else is going to be like, well, wait a minute.
I helped.
I want someone there.
Yeah, I helped.
I want, Lennon, McCartney, and Weintraub.
And Weintraub. Right. Yeah, so that's cool. What's up with me is that, well, today, as we're recording this, it's Major League Baseball opening day.
No, that's it. That's news.
And that's going to be in the news, but riding that coattails into my what's up is that I was just a guest on the Kept Faith podcast, which is the San Diego sports podcast here in San Diego on the Voice of San Diego podcast network. And it was really fun. Like, they had their opening day launch party, and it was really cool. So, anyway.
So, where was that at?
At Bay City Brewing. We just did...
Bay City Brewery. They're good people.
Yeah.
I like them there.
And, you did your BJ and Todd, like, farewell show there?
We did.
Yeah. So, it was really fun. We hung out with them and chatted a bunch about baseball, and we ragged on 97.3 The Machine a bunch. So...
Can we love to hate them.
Check out the Kept Faith. the new episode coming up because I'm a guest on that show.
Right on. Now, was Travis there too?
Mm-hmm.
Travis right on. Russell. Did Travis get up on the mic and talk?
Yeah.
Good, 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 good.
Yeah. So it was really fun. I think, did I say that I had something else that was up, what's up with me? Or was that about it? I think that might have been it. Yeah, anyway.
We'll remember later.
Yeah, so. That's what's up. That's what's up.
It goes, what's up?
Does it? Let's do it again. That's
what's up. Yeah, that,
yeah
that,
there's a hard P on there. That's what's up.
That's up. That's what's up.
Let's move on.
This just in.
Opening day, man.
Opening day. Opening Major day League Baseball.
It's a great day. So you want to know how cool today was? Today was a beautiful day.
Yes.
Today was like, it's a nice day out, first of all.
Absolutely. Dude, in San Diego, it was 70 degrees, not a cloud in sight.
It was beautiful.
It was it was as perfect of day.
It was that San Diego day that we live here for.
70 degrees, no, not a cloud in sight. It wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold.
No,
perfect.
Beautiful.
It was a perfect ridiculous day.
Ridiculously stupid nice
perfect
day.
Perfect day. Yes.
So, beautiful day. Get up in the morning. Take care. Andrea's in Oregon, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's taking care of business for her dad.
Nice.
And so she had lunch with my sisters.
It's probably raining actually, on her right now.
No, I'm just kidding. No, she sent a picture.
We're bragging about like
perfect
weather.
It was actually a really beautiful day in Eastern Oregon, awesome. Too. So she's having a really nice day there.
That's so cool.
But she had lunch with my mom and my sister and my cousin McKinley.
Yeah.
Which was cool. Damn it, what was I saying? Something about something.
Weather. And
well, it was beautiful. Oh, it was a beautiful day. Yeah. And so... So this morning at 9:40 a.m.,
sure.
The Cubs game comes on.
The first game.
First game.
Literally the first game of the Major League season.
Yep. Is the Cubs at 9:40, and I have MLB package.
Yep.
So
you can watch the Cubs. On,
and first pitch of first the season. Pitch,
the of opening the whole season. Of the entire Major League Baseball season. The first pitch.
First pitch gets cracked for a home run by Ian Happ.
Gone.
For the Cubs.
Homer.
And it's like just a great omen. Yep. Like, we're going back to the World Series this year.
Oh, you're getting going, way ahead of yourself, buddy.
We're going. We're winning the World Championship again. I'm sorry. I'm spoiled.
Yeah.
I'm spoiled as a Cub fan. All the success.
No.
All the success makes me.
You can't say you're
entitled. I'm entitled.
You cannot say you're spoiled as a Cubs fan.
I'm being sarcastic.
Here's the thing. Spoiled as a Cubs fan, that's like you every year for your birthday being like, like Charlie and Chocolate, can I just have a Wonka bar? And they're like, no. For 100 years, you don't get a Wonka bar. And then you finally get one that has the golden ticket in it. And you're like, I am so spoiled.
Never
mind the 100 years where you couldn't even get a damn chocolate bar.
Yes.
Like, just because you happen to get the one with the golden ticket doesn't make you spoiled.
No, indeed not. And, the Cubs are really good. This last few years have been really nice. It's been a great time to be a Cub fan.
Absolutely.
And especially since they won the World Series 2 years ago.
Yes.
So that happened. The Cubs went on to win the game, which I watched the rest of the game at work.
Yep.
It was great. Listen to the Padres. They made it interesting.
It was terrible. That game sucked.
Watching it? You're watching
I listened.
Them. So I listened.
All I can do
I listened
is listen.
To part of it. I can't watch either.
Oh, yeah, all I can do is listen. You have the MLB TV package. I have the MLB radio package.
And
the
boo.
Good thing. Well, no, because the good thing.
Oh, for you. Yeah.
Right. For me, like, the good thing for me is, like, I can listen whatever. And a good thing about the radio package is there's no blackouts. Like, if I bought the TV package, I can't watch the Padres because they're like, you're in San Diego. Why would you buy this to watch the Padres? It's like, because that's my team.
Right. The radio package.
But the radio, you can listen to. I can listen to any game I want.
Well, the
TV
comes with the radio, too, so which is nice.
Right.
So, like, I can listen. So I used it to listen to the Padres.
Yeah.
And it was nice to hear them tie it up. Yeah. Made me happy.
Like, it was a pitcher. Well, that's the thing. Like, okay, we're literally, as we're recording this right now, the Mariners are playing the Indians, and it's the top of the ninth, and the score is 2-1. The Padres game ended in extra innings with a score of 2-1.
Yeah.
Like all the games have been low scoring, but everyone's like, man, I wanted to see hits and home runs and stuff. And I'm like, you realize that every opening day pitcher is the best pitcher in baseball.
That's true.
Which is why they start on opening day. So you're not going to see like these high offensive games because the pitcher is obviously the best pitcher they have, which is why he's starting on opening day.
Now, I thought that I heard today that Washington, did the Washington score 22 runs today?
Today?
No, maybe that must be.
That must be.
You know, sometimes on this MLB package, they show.
It's possible, but yeah, I think
they were showing highlights from something else.
From like previous opening days.
Maybe last
year
or something, because like they were like the guy hit 3 home runs, Rondon.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. They show weird stuff here.
So anyway, yeah.
Opening day. And then during the beautiful day and at work, my mom calls me. Mm-hmm. Now, my mom calls, and I love to hear from my mom.
Sure.
And I love to talk to my mom. But when the phone rings and it's your mom,
something's wrong.
I'm a little nervous. Yeah, right. I'm a little nervous.
Absolutely.
So I answer the phone in the park.
Right. What's going on?
Hello?
Yeah.
And she's like, hi. And she's like, she just wanted to call because it was opening day.
Oh, okay.
And
hope you're enjoying baseball or
whatever.
Yeah.
Like a mom phone call. Yeah. I was like, right. So like, that's, yeah. Dude, great. That's right. So great. That makes me so freaking happy.
That's awesome.
And so she was remembering that Tony, my older brother, would, because when we lived in Chicago, the Cubs always played during the daytime because they didn't have lights until after we moved away.
Right.
So every day was a day game.
Yep.
And so he'd be like, please turn the TV on. And then he would run home from school.
WGN, let's watch it.
Yeah. Right. He'd run home from school and get to see the end of the game.
That's so cool.
And so he did that for years, and that was like their little thing. And she was feeling sentimental.
Reminded
for
her of that. Yeah.
And then get over to the seesaw sway over there, the ladder rope climb game.
Sure.
And my nephew's there, Richie, working for his first day for the summer.
Wait, he does that now?
So he's over there, yeah.
So didn't Anthony do that?
Anthony did it for 2 summers.
That's so cool.
And so Anthony, it took him a couple days.
Oh, yeah.
Richie was up there. He made it several times on the first day.
Well, Richie has the body for it. Anthony, I'm surprised. You can learn. But Anthony's more of a bigger dude. Richie's more of like a smaller. Scrawny's not the right word.
No,
but like,
especially now. He's really been like, he's clearly been exercising.
Tony just posted like his first track meet.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I got to go run hurdles. Just kidding. I'm in a pole vault. Just kidding. I got to go run. Just kidding. I'm in a pole vault. And like, he just nailed 9'6" on the pole vault, never doing it before ever. Like, what the freak?
Yeah.
Man?
So it's exciting. It's exciting. And it's like, exciting, like, ah, I'm gonna get to see him like several times during
Absolutely.
The summer because I go through there all the time.
Do some cool stuff.
So that makes me super happy.
Dude, that guy just got really excited. The Mariners just won.
That makes me very happy
Diaz,
too.
Diaz, their closer, just got real stoked.
He struck the guy out, man, on first and third.
He got real.
It's baseball season.
Absolutely, I freaking love baseball.
That's what's up.
That's why I said check out Kept Faith. I was on Kept Faith. The only other thing as far as news that I have, because we are in the news segment, was that Roseanne came back on the air.
Did you watch it?
No, and it bums me out because I really liked that show.
So it already aired. It was on. The first episode.
The first episode aired, and it was the highest rated sitcom as far as like Nielsen ratings and stuff like that goes. It was the most watched sitcom in the last 7 years, I want to say, something like that.
Oh, really?
Millions of people.
Yesterday or the day before.
In. Yes.
That's millions good for them.
Millions of people tuned in. And if you know anything about Roseanne, they're like a blue collar, more conservative type of family as far as like the show goes. And so everyone's like, oh, you're doing the show again. Are you going to talk politics at all? And so I, again, haven't seen it, but apparently there's like a little bit of like a they support Trump type thing.
Oh, really?
Because they have to mention it. I mean, they don't have to.
Right.
But, you know, they chose to mention it. And then stupid Trump came out on Twitter and was like, I called Roseanne and said, hey, you know, whatever. And it turns out they had the most views ever. And so I did that.
Oh, Lord.
So he took credit. Or he's like, oh, they talked about me on the show, so I caused the ratings. Or something. What I don't know. Something stupid. But anyway, that was all the news that
Thanks,
I had.
Thanks, Roseanne.
Oh, there was one other thing. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I took a screenshot of another thing because, you know.
Well, there was there's a new thing while you're looking for it. Did you find it yet?
Yes.
Okay.
But what's your thing?
Well, our movie pass that we always go on and on about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
$10 a month.
$10 a month.
Well, it's $7
a month. $6.95. And Matt was saying, like, maybe you have to get it for the whole year. But still,
possibly.
$85 to do it for 12 months, like, it's totally worth it, as opposed to the $120 that I'm going to be paying monthly. $85 for the year is legit. And a friend of the show, Fernando J. Huerto, who he posted, he's seen six movies. He's had it for 2 months, and he's seen six movies, and he's like, it's already paid for itself for 2 years. Like, if I'd have gone through the movies with the popcorn and with this, like, $17 plus $17 plus $17 plus $17 plus $17.
Well, the popcorn doesn't really factor in.
No, but, like, you're dumb if you don't have a movie pass. I hate to say it. Like, I hate to say it that way. But seriously, if you enjoy going to the movies at all, like, you are a moron if you don't have a movie pass. Like, I hate to call you out like that, but, like, it's true. Like, you can't argue with it. It makes so much sense to just get the stupid thing.
Yep.
Even if you go one time a month. One time a month.
That way, you know what's cool?
And even if you skip a month.
Yeah.
Like, if you go one time every 2 months, it still pays for itself times 10.
Yeah, it worked. It's definitely worth it.
It's ridiculous.
And
morons.
I think still people are going to like anything.
Right.
Like our Patreon account.
You're absolutely.
Like, do you want to, I don't want to like hook myself up to something that's going to be recurring.
Right.
But you know what? There are things that are worth it.
Absolutely.
Like Life's a Binge Patreon.
Patreon.com/Life's a Binge.
Patronage.
Right.
But Apple Music. For me is so worth $10
right.
a month.
Like, yeah, it's like Spotify.
Do you know it's like only $3.99 a month if you're a student?
What?
Yes.
Do it.
Carol Lee is like, yeah, I pay $3.99. I'm a student. I'm like, oh, I'll kill you.
Yeah. So it's so funny because I'm like so set in my Spotify ways that like me as the biggest Apple fanboy that has every other Apple product on the face of the earth.
But you use Spotify.
And I use Spotify because I've had it forever. And like,
and how much is it?
For me, it's $14.99. But that's because Samantha, it's a family plan.
Which costs more.
Right. In order to have multiple logs, it's like.
I see what you're saying.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So I found my other news thing.
All right. News us up.
Now, this is just it's a rumor as of right now, but it's pretty big news as far as the movie world
and
stuff.
Rumor news. Okay.
Ready?
Hit me.
Meryl Streep rumored to replace Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia in Star Wars Episode 9.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie.
That's a lie. That's a that is an internet prank.
It's not.
There's no way that's going to happen.
Who's so she's going to put it?
Nobody. They're going to write it her out.
She can't. Did you see Star Wars Episode 8?
Yes, but
she is a huge part of the end of that movie. They're just going to kill her and she's not going to be in the movie at all?
Yes.
Or are they going to get a body double and CG her face on somebody?
Or the opening scene will be her death and then it's a body double. But I personally cannot see another actress, especially Meryl Streep's stature. But I can't see anybody coming in and playing Princess Leia for the last movie or two or three or whatever. No way. So anyway, I'm just going to
well,
say.
Well, I'm just saying. It's the news article that I saw.
That's a rumor and news, but I'm going to say.
It is a rumor.
I'm going to say that's bullshit. But
now, just the Meryl Streep thing or that somebody else will play Leia?
Right. I don't think anybody else will play Leia.
Ever.
Right.
You don't even think there's going to be like a CG face on somebody or like, in episode 9, there is no way that they can have Leia unless it's a CG person or it's somebody else. I could
see
them
CGing her face into some scenes, but I am going to guess that they will write around that and like, and make it so that she are able to do a quick CGI death scene or something. But
think that we are going to see Leia Organa, General Leia,
right?
Princess Leia,
right?
Do you think we are going to see her in Star Wars Episode 9?
Well,
in one way or another, do you think we will see her?
No, because the question is more, do you think we'll see Carrie Fisher playing her?
No, the question is, do you think Leia will be in this movie?
No, because
it's supposed to be her movie. As far as like the
storyline,
right?
Right.
So the first one, Force Awakens was focused on Han and Chewie and them. The second one was all about Luke, and then the third one was supposed to be all about Leia.
No, I can't imagine that would be the case. And if they bought another actress in,
sure.
So I'm going to say that that's not going to happen. That it'll be about something else. Sure. It'll be about all of them. But my thing is, they won't bring in another actress to play Leia. That's my.
I believe that to be true. But if they were, Meryl Streep's a good choice.
She does good work.
Yeah, she's a good actress.
She's pretty good.
But that was the other big news thing.
Okay.
But moving on, let's go to our next segment, which is everyone's favorite. Not everyone, but mostly one person. Let's hit it.
Life's a binge. Phone army. Phone army. Life's a binge. Phone army. Phone army. Phone army.
We do have a phone call from one of our major. I was going to say major.
Manger.
And then
manger?
I said, yeah, manger.
Away in a manger.
Away in a manger. This guy.
Tony in the Mesa. The Mesa.
That's a solid drop
there. Do you like the echo? He gave us a phone call, a ring-a-dingy. And so let's play this thing, if I can get to it quickly enough. And here we go.
Hey, guys. Tony and La Mesa, 26th-time caller, long-time listener. Shout-out, Billy Williams, 26. Hey, a couple things I got to catch up on. It's been a little while. Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. The little Cool J for the old folks. Nice. Hey, starting off with 3 episodes ago in Black Panther, Jared, just kidding. hey, your wireless earphones, they suck. When you take them out of your ear, you have to either hold them in your hand or put them in a pocket or do something with them. With the wired ones, you can just let them hang, but that's no big deal. The show you want to look for on PBS, it is available online. It's Voices of San Diego Choir.
Oh, good.
And it is outstanding. And yes, BJ, our cousin Brian, is featured. And it's actually a glimpse of happiness into clearly a troubled life and a way premature end. But did show his face at peace a little bit, which was nice. Now, on to the message at hand. First of all, Matt W. called one time, and you guys are like, wow, that was scripted. That was recorded. That was professional. We love Matt. Oh, Matt's so cool. Matt, this is my gig, all right? You got to come stronger than a pre-recorded little message in order to get your own jingle, although knowing those little whores, they'll jingle out anybody.
Hell yeah.
But I do agree, the Drama Kid Bullies was pretty hard to accept in Everything Sucks. I'm halfway through, and I'll stick it out based on Matt's recommendations, not Jared's.
Dude, you suck.
There is a black kid in it, Jared. You realize that, right? You didn't comment. Which
asshole.
I'm wondering if that's really Jared. Also, Jess, hey, call-in thing, that's me. PR thing, that's you. So you do you, I'll do me.
Nobody
I'll
calls.
Calling. Just kidding. Hey, I am a little disappointed. You didn't play any freaking music. You did a whole episode on the best music in movies, and you didn't play a single clip of any movies.
That takes work.
Not for nothing, but next time I would recommend doing that. Anyway, that's it for me. I'll see you guys on the couch, and glad to be back.
No. So playing music We could have, but it wasn't about necessarily playing the music. It was more about the conversation that people were actually involved with. And so we wanted to play as many shout outs and people's recommendations as opposed to, you know, let's listen to Everyone Likes Back to the Future. Let's listen to a minute and a half of Back to the Future instead of playing or, you know, giving more shout outs.
So. It would be several. It would be long, but, you know, given my druthers and a time and allowance, sure. And you know, I would like to have a little music in
whatever
it,
you can, it. You can,
that's
you
what I'm
can
saying. Start editing it. That's what I'm saying. So, you know, this year, this year, priority is a new Mac or new computer.
Absolutely.
To be able to do some stuff on. Like I just pulled up GarageBand tonight on my, my ancient like prehistoric machine in the other room there, and it will work.
Yeah.
But I have to figure out how to get the files from you know, from here to there, and anyway. But it's going to be easier with the new machine.
And also speaking out to what Tony said, please prove him wrong in the fact that he thinks that he's apparently the only person that is allowed to call. Like, where the hell is he so arrogant that he thinks he's the only person that has access to 619-438-0532?
You get that number?
Which is the Life's a Binge phone voicemail, phone army voicemail, 619-438-0532. Tony is not the only person that's allowed to call. Jess, the PR girl, can call. Matt Warburton can call. Speaking of Matt Warburton, Tony, this is going to ha-ha you right in your face. Guess what? He has a segment on the show. Because, you know what? He took the time, and he scripted something and wrote something. So if you did that, too, guess what? You can do it, too. But all you do is call and say
he calls and gives a good take, and we get it. He has his own segment. Tony La Mesa segment.
He does.
So
he certainly does.
He's like, maybe, God damn it. I worked very hard for that.
By Matt Warburton didn't do anything. All he did was call 26 times. But we love you, Tony, for real. Please continue calling.
Part of the show. The
voicemail. Absolutely. You have your own theme song, dude. Like, it's bitching. What else did he mention?
It is kind of the coolest, like, wah-wah pedal.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. I don't remember what else he mentioned. But anyway, thanks for calling, Tony and La Mesa. We truly appreciate you being a part of the phone army, of which you are the general commander-in-chief.
Of course, maybe part of his Patreon, like patronage, Colonel. Is like...
What's another major, general, colonel, lieutenant?
Yep.
You're Captain? In charge of all that shit in the phone army. That's Tony and La Mesa.
Damn it, what was I going to say?
Who the hell knows?
You should know.
I don't know. I don't pay attention anymore.
Something about something. Anyway.
But anyway, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. After these messages, we'll be
right back. Everybody felt they were there at the beginning of the great experiment. Like we were the chosen people.
I'm here in one of the largest ranches in the Northwest. Today, it's Rajneesh Puram because a prominent Indian guru and his followers bought it.
Our vision was to create a community
based on compassion and sharing.
Bhagwan's agenda was simply to raise the consciousness of humanity. That was his goal.
America was land of promise. It was my conviction we will have no problems.
I don't think America has a place for these people.
Everyone in Antelope mistrusts Rajneesh.
I want that guru and his evil influence out of my city.
They're run by satanic power.
There is talk of vigilantes who may seek revenge on the Rajneeshis.
A bomb went off in the middle of the community.
More than 60 followers evacuated.
It was a catastrophe.
Mostly unjust, terrified.
If I didn't take measures to protect our community, no one else would do it.
We call upon the governor to disarm this cult's army now.
If the government does decide to get you, they're going to get you.
poison a whole town.
The Rajneeshis set a stage for a big outbreak to influence the election.
They had no evidence.
They were facing immigration fraud, smuggling.
The Rajneeshis came this close to murdering a presidential appointee.
There is bias, there is prejudgment, religious discrimination, and this is democracy. I've had enough of it.
Going to mount a full-scale assault.
We will be ready to protect ourselves.
I'd grown up understanding thou shalt not kill. What had happened?
There's darkness in all of us. Doesn't make you a bad person.
And we're back. You really enjoy that sound. You really enjoy that one.
It's good. I need to see the video. I need to get on YouTube and see which one it goes to.
But, yes.
Back to the show.
And it's great too because it's past my time.
Yes.
So I've probably never seen it
in my wheelhouse.
That's cool. You probably know exactly what it looks like. I know.
And we need to record our own. We need to stop.
I like stealing that though. Them. I don't know. I like it.
Yeah.
For the meantime. Anyway.
So you just heard the trailer for a Netflix documentary show called Wild Wild Country, and the reason you might be like, what? But the reason that we played that is because this episode's kind of all about, or the main topic, I guess I should say, is all about like what we've been watching or what we've seen or what other people have recommended, or it's kind of like a just an in general what are you watching type episode. And so have you finished Wild Wild Country? Or?
I finished it, and I can't wait to watch it twice.
See, so during the preview that people couldn't see, they could hear it. It was like, you will want to binge this, and like,
it says that on the thing.
Yes. Now, what do you need to adjust? Do you need to?
I was thinking about it.
Go for it.
But all right, let's see here.
I'm just sit over here and be like, so BJ watched Netflix Wild Wild Country, and I watched Downsizing, which is a fun Matt Damon movie.
How was that movie?
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
All right, let's talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
So
no, we'll get there. We'll get there because that's what I watched. You watch Wild Wild Country. I watched Downsizing.
I did watch Wild Wild. Not, is it Wild Wild or just Wild?
Wild Wild
Country. It's two wilds.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, so you kind of hear the rundown of like,
now, what you I remember, understand. Do you remember the Rajneet Bhagwan?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Okay, so zero reference to the Bhagwan.
Nope.
Never, ever.
I mean, looking at this video, the trailer.
None of it rings a bell.
It looks like maybe it was like early 80s.
It was early to mid 80s, yes.
Right, so I was born in 83.
So no.
Right, no
okay.
clue.
Okay. But for... It's funny because at SeaWorld today, anyway, you have a reference of Jamestown, not like a personal like memory of Jamestown, but you're familiar with Jamestown,
like
Jonestown. James? I'm sorry, Jonestown.
I was like Jamestown. Like sorry, Jamestown,
New York.
I was like settler. You're giving me a bad colonies. Name.
What do you mean? People are like, what? People are like, what happened to Jamestown?
Right.
I was like, sorry, Jonestown.
Like 13 colonies. Like, what are you talking about? No.
Jonestown. You've heard of Jonestown?
No. I mean, maybe, but top of my head, no.
It was a mass suicide by a cult, American cult.
Yes.
In the late 70s, I believe.
Yes.
Okay. So, Bhagwan, Sri Rajneesh, and the Rajneeshis. So, I moved to Oregon in 1980,
sure.
I think, maybe 81, 80, 1980.
Okay.
And when I moved there... There was a story that was in the local news a lot, statewide news, about this group of people who had moved to Oregon, and they were starting a cult, what people were like calling it a cult.
Sure.
And that there was a lot of concern, and they had a guru, a leader, Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh.
Now, okay, you know, keep going.
Yeah. Any questions? Yeah. Anyway, it was very big. It was very big at the time. And it was, especially in the Portland.
And this is, it's super early 80s.
Early 80s.
80, 81, 82, somewhere around there.
Yep. Sure. All in there. Yep.
Okay. I won't speak. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, like, you're just like, based on the few things you've said, it just sounds to me, and me watching the trailer,
right,
kind of influenced it all.
Right.
But, like, there's this cult, and I'm like, is it a cult, or is it just somebody from a different culture that's, like, starting?
Well, that's a good question, and this documentary is excellently done.
Is it biased, or is...
No. I don't think. I mean, like...
Because, you know, most documentaries have, like, a slant one way or the other.
They do. You're right.
And they're trying to push their agenda.
Here's
what happened, and
it's very hard to say, like, if that they're taking a particular side. Because they do a very good job at showing the demonization of this group.
Sure.
But not joining in on the demonization of the group.
Sure.
And, in fact, maybe they are sympathetic to the group.
Sure.
And do a good enough job to where you're like, when you, it's fascinating. Fascinating,
man. Never even heard of this. Like, is it a brand new Netflix thing? Like,
it just came out. I mean, it just came out recently.
Just came out.
So recently, in the last like month or so, like,
yeah, I haven't even, it's not even on my radar.
So had you heard of it?
No, until like
to
people,
me?
You and a couple other people, like I saw on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever, people are like, I'm watching the show, and it's fascinating.
So everybody that I went to high school with,
sure,
which I graduated in 1985 from Barlow High School
in Oregon,
and
so this centers around a town in Oregon,
yes, Antelope, Oregon.
So you and anyone that's remotely like you, as far as high school or whatnot. Uh-huh. Now, is this a nationwide thing, or is it going to hit home for more Oregon, Oregonians?
It did get nationwide coverage.
Oregonians?
It's definitely going to hit...
Oregonians?
Oregonians. No, you're right.
Yes.
Oregonians, yeah. Okay.
It's going to hit harder for them.
For sure.
But like, do people in New York know about this story?
Well, if you're, you know, if you're older than 40, I guess.
Right, sure.
You know...
But it was a big deal when it happened.
It was a very big deal, but it was in hindsight, it's a much even bigger deal, the whole story. And like a lot of it, like I think I became numb to it back in the day. And
man, I'm curious to know what it's all about. Like, I'm so curious.
It's really interesting. Like I really recommend everybody watch it.
Sure.
And so back in the day, Antelope, Oregon was this tiny little town.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy came in and bought a huge ranch. And in those areas in that time, everybody was selling their land, you know. And so they happened to buy a big hunk of land. A
huge plot of land. Sure.
Yeah, and their idea was that they were going to make their paradise on Earth there.
Okay. Well, when you say that they buy a huge plot of land and they're going to make a paradise on Earth, that... immediately makes me go like,
yikes,
cult.
Right.
Now, is that what they're going for, or is it, or are they just trying to find like they want to make a compound and like everyone contributes? And like, you might be thinking that what I'm saying is like cultish, but like there are some people that are like, I just want a big old plot of land where everyone can come together and contribute what you
and
can contribute.
That a lot of that was similar to Jonestown, like,
sure,
that like. These folks, like, for the most part, were there with the best of intentions.
Right.
And there's a lot of, like, co-ops and, like...
Right.
Like, and, like,
compounds or whatever
and,
you want.
Communes.
Right.
Where people are living together with a...
I have goats and you have broccoli.
Right. You do chickens do all the, you
I
know...
I do laundry.
The electrical
and
work
right,
and whatever.
Of course.
And everybody, like, is a shared community and
which
it's
is
based
like,
on love.
That, honestly, that's the dream. Like, for like
it
honestly...
Really is. It's
like... Like me and like my family and like a few select others, like if I could live in the middle of nowhere and just be like, well, we're all good here. We have food and we have entertainment. We have
family
and love.
That's a dream for a lot of
like,
people.
That's the
I think.
Dream. Like,
it really is a dream for a lot
so
of people.
And so that's why a lot of people get sucked into these like cultish ideas or whatever. And so the fact that, again, just watching the trailer and whatnot, it makes it seem like it's just people trying to hang out.
Well, there was that. One of the things that was kind of off-putting for the public was that he was very wealthy, and one of the things was that you gave up your wealth and you gave
What's his nationality?
I don't want to say for sure.
Indian? Hindu?
Something like that. Like it seems to be a Hindu, Indian, from India.
Sure.
And I'm pretty sure, like, if you watch the thing, it's, I think sure they say right. India, like he came here from India.
I mean, totally just going off of what I've seen on the 2-minute trailer, right. It looks very Indian.
Yeah, it is.
Sure.
So, but I don't want to be so insensitive that it's like, oh, and this is this other country that's very similar different. No. Which might be the case, but right, I don't think that,
absolutely.
That's
the case. Like,
it comes from that type of region.
Sure. Well, and especially in the 80s, like, that's what they're... Well, see, anyway, I'm going to stop interrupting because I haven't seen it.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Your questions are welcome.
Well, it's just, it just seems bizarre that, like, people are like... It seems like they'd be so ostracized because they're like, who are these people with these funny accents that, like, they're dressed this certain way.
Right.
And, like, right. Why are they here?
Right.
And they must be up to no good. Like, that's just kind of what it seems, like, in the 2 minutes that I've spent.
That's fairly accurate. Like, and so, but in the defense, which is why this is a really good documentary. Like, yeah. I really, really, I can't wait to watch it again.
Really? And seriously. That's what's interesting, because somebody else had said, like, I can't wait to watch, or I've watched it a second time.
Right.
And you were like, I can't wait to watch it a second time. And right. I'm like, normally, right. Because normally a documentary, you're like, well, that was good. Great. Now I have that knowledge. Well,
and I think the part of it, and I think you're probably referring to Dave Walker, a guest of the show.
Correct.
And who's,
yes, you are correct.
Who you know, is someone who we hold in high esteem, was saying that. But Dave Walker also grew up in Oregon during that time.
Sure.
And so he has a much more personal connection to it, just like anybody in the Northwest would have a more personal connection to it.
Right.
But it's they don't, you know, make the local folks into hillbillies, you know.
Is that possible to do in Oregon?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And they could have done
that. Is that like outside of Portland?
It is. It's on the east side. So it's east of the mountains, I should say.
Because, like, when you think, you know, as far as political maps or whatever goes, everyone thinks that Oregon is this
super hippie liberal.
Super hippie liberal. But that's, so, like, Portland. And then outside of that area, it's kind of the other way. It
leans
more
the other
conservative,
way. Yeah,
right.
It's a smaller population, but larger in land mass.
Right. So they could paint it as this, like, you know, like you said, hillbilly type mentality.
They could,
whereas you think Oregon, you're like, no way, Oregon's Portland and liberal and whatever. But
I guess,
like,
since
I'm like
really
the
familiar
city.
With Oregon, you
sure.
know, that I'm like, well, I know the
sure,
east,
sure, sure.
you know, east of the mountains is going to be a different, it's going to be a conservative
right.
area.
Anyway, I'm literally going to stop interrupting.
You don't have to.
No,
it's all good.
It's annoying.
But it was really nice. Last year, as some of you listeners may recall, I was in Eastern Oregon for the eclipse. Mm-hmm. I was in my friend's house at Madras, and it wasn't very far from Antelope, like,
sure.
which is the town. And in fact, Madras comes into play in the documentary. They talk about some events that happened in Madras. But they do a very good job at not, like, painting either side. And when I say either side, it's essentially like the conservative folks who lived in Antelope before they came in and during, who were kind of had an issue with them, and the Rajneeshis themselves. Because they have lots of folks who are part of the interviews, including Manan Sheela, who, if you're familiar with with the time and with the whole event, Manan Sheela was a giant, giant character in this whole drama. So she was the Bhagwan's right-hand woman. And she was abrasive a lot of times. She was, you know, very strong-headed.
So what's the whole point of... or what brought them, like, what caused them to start the community or what have you? Like, is that
they talk about,
like,
that?
Because I'm just curious, like, what made this here go back to square one.
Okay,
what made the topic such a interesting thing that they had to make a documentary about? Like, where's the drama? Where's the controversy?
There's a whole lot of issues. There's a whole lot of angles on it.
Sure. So, like, what, like, so root, is it like a racism, or is it
a little bit of culturism, a little xenophobia?
At its root, like, the people of Oregon were like, these guys are weirdos and we don't want them here.
Right.
But they were like, well, there's this land here and we want them. Like, what was their reason for going there? And what
were able to buy this land fairly cheaply. And the guy had money.
Okay.
And so they were able to like buy this, and they were, and to start to set up this community. And this community had very high, lofty, aspirations of being this perfect community,
utopia type thing.
Yeah, utopia, sure. for everyone of this mindset. And they grew their community. People who were like, I really want to come there so I can live in a way live with purpose and live with a meaning. And
was it all similar folk, or was it like?
It was like, I mean, it was like white folks who came in, and it wasn't like all Indian folks.
Right.
They
bought the land, they settled down. They're mm-hmm. like, we're going to open this. We want to have this utopian community.
Right.
Open door policy.
Yep.
As long as you want to be part of this thing.
And, you know, and you accept that the Bhagwan is a spiritual leader and
sure.
That type of thing. And everybody loved the Bhagwan.
It seems, I mean, not seems everybody. It seems cultish.
It's cultish. No, it's cultish for sure. And the Bhagwan is the head of the cult for sure. And he had notoriously had like 65 Rolls Royces. Like, so he, like that, his Rolls Royces,
so
his
number. He was loaded.
He was loaded. He had a private jet. He had a lot of expenses, but he definitely always presented himself as this silent leader who was just very calm and just out in public. And
he has a very Gandhi personality, just with loads and loads of money.
Sort of, but even quieter than Gandhi, probably.
Interesting.
And
man, I like, it just goes to show that I should watch it.
You should watch it.
Well, especially for me, because like I from San Diego,
right.
born in 83,
right.
Like I have zero knowledge.
What
of
about
this.
The cult that San Diego cult that killed themselves during the
Heaven's Gate?
Yeah, and do you remember that?
Absolutely.
What? Now, when was that? '90s? Early '90s?
Early '90s. Yeah.
And you, but you were still pretty young.
Mid '90s. Yeah.
You were young, like before high school.
Yes, before high school.
So, so anyway, I mean, these things, you know, it's one of those things,
right?
And Heaven's Gate, in a way, probably got a lot more notoriety because there was a lot of suicides.
Well, not only that, but it was also 24-hour news cycle had started.
That's true.
All that kind of
stuff. So this was before. Yeah, this all happened before that, in the early 80s.
Yep.
Before all that happened. But it stretched out for a long time.
Well, that's the thing. Like, people know about it outside of Oregon because it was such a
big thing. Got like, national news because there was – and in the documentary, they cover all that. For some of the things that they did, like there was like voter issues. They did a thing where they had a homeless outreach program, the Rajneeshis did.
Sure.
And so they brought in all these homeless folks to live on the ranch and live on the compound. And they provided, and a lot of them like became followers of Rajneeshi, once they became there and moved there, they became legal voters, and so they would like pack the area of voters and change big parts of the laws for things. It was
sure.
fascinating,
man.
And then there was all this challenge about it, like, well, you can't do that. You know, and people were challenging, and then you can see there's definitely angles of racism, angles of xenophobia in it,
right.
About how they're being fought, but there's also legitimate reasons why folks are pissed about it, and morally, you know, they would have sex, like they had open marriages, and
sure.
and like and there's this whole sexual angle to it that drove the conservatives crazy.
Man, like, good Lord. Like, yeah. And this so this just sounds totally, totally fascinating.
It's badass. So, well, like, and I remember, this is something that I remember. It's not in there. I'm surprised it's not, kind of, in a way.
Sure.
But during that time where Sheila was huge, so she was the spokesperson. So Bhagwan didn't speak hardly much.
He was the leader.
He was the cult leader.
And then she was the face.
She was the, yes. Yeah. And so she was going on all the talk shows, and she would curse all the time. Like, she would, like, she was just hard edged.
Sure.
And then a current modern day Sheila, she's a big part of the documentary.
In the documentary, yeah.
They interview her a lot.
Right.
And it's not always cuckoo crazy. It's a lot of times it's like they do an excellent job at, like, presenting these people who are part of, who are the Rajneeshis,
you know, quote, spoiler alert or whatever. Like, right. Were they a bunch of crazies, or was it
that is still, I mean,
sure.
up to got speculation.
But there
and
was
judgment.
Was there any, jump to the end? Was there any, like, ill will, or did they have, like, ill intentions, or
yeah,
is there like a crazy suicide thing at the end?
Well,
like,
no, but there was murder involved. Like, they had like tried to kill somebody. Like, they had,
so,
like,
somewhere along the line, there's some sort of corruption of some kind.
Probably, but that's not as really of a big a thing. But it's just where things got pushed to. So they got pushed to where they were feeling threatened, and so they were amassing arms.
Sure.
All of a sudden, they got a lot of arms. It was like Waco. And they got a bunch of arms.
Yeah.
And then they started, like, they poisoned, like, a bunch of people. It's really impressive in its scope.
I can't even wrap my brain around anything you're saying.
I know, it's tough. And yeah. And it's fascinating.
Right.
So
right.
So you should watch it. But anyway, so Mahanand Sheela was this big character.
Sure.
Big character. And so years ago, there was a morning radio show, Z100 TV, a radio station in San Diego, or in Portland, Oregon, and they made this parody song, like morning radio shows do all the time. And it was a song called Shut Up Sheila. And okay. We really, really need to play Shut Up Sheila on this. And we can find it on YouTube or anything. But that song really kind of, like, if you listen to it, and then especially if you watch the show.
The whole thing, right.
It really brings a lot of stuff into focus. And you can kind of see, you can capture some of the vitriol that folks had against the Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh and the Rajneeshis. Rajneesh Param is the name that they named Antelope.
Shut Up Sheila by Dan Clark and the Z100 yep. Morning Zoo.
That's the one.
2 minutes long. Let's hear it.
All right.
Ignorant bigots, you people are
never knew a girl like a little Sheila. Her name drives me insane, and everyone in Madras Sheila calls a fascist man. This little girl's a pain. Me and Sheila go for a ride. Oh, 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 feeling funny inside. Then little Sheila screams in my ear. Ow, 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 ow.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a trip. And then if you watch the thing, watch the show, those lyrics to that song,
yeah,
were like, they're talking about, but the bus won't come around. It's right. Like they took a bunch of like homeless out there, and then they took them, dumped, and then they threw a bunch of them out and dumped them off on the street in different towns. And it's really, really fascinating. And
man, I just can't believe I've never heard of this.
It makes you wonder what else you haven't heard of.
Well, that's the thing. Like, there are so many other things.
There's a freaking barn full of stuff right. that I don't know. There's a Smithsonian full right. of stuff that I don't know and haven't heard of. But this is one of these things that I happen to have heard of.
Well, because yeah, I lived through it. It affected you 100%, right?
Yeah.
Which is like why, you know, some people might not know Heaven's Gate or right. whatnot more. It's right. like, yeah, they all wore those black Nikes and like killed themselves right. to chase the Haley Bopp spaceship comet.
Right.
Like, and everyone's like, what? And I was like, yeah, it was a big deal.
I just remember like that's, like, that's that would be all deal. I know. Yeah, like right. that was well before I moved here.
Right.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So, do you have more to go into on this?
Or? No, I mean, like, I just, I can't recommend it enough, that it's a really
it's
good documentary.
It's available on Netflix.
And it's a fascinating story.
I just can't, it blows my mind. Like, I'm like, I have 1,000 questions. Like,
go ahead, ask any.
I just need to watch it. And
you
so,
do need to
and
watch.
So I'm just curious.
So
like,
you might need to watch it, and then we talk about it some more.
So I'm just curious if you watch it, does it answer like my like? Why are they there? Why do people
yes.
not want them there?
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, why is it such a problem? Like, what?
Yes.
How are they affecting anybody? Like, what does it matter that people are there?
Yep.
Like,
it answers
yeah,
all.
So
that.
Like, all the
it
like,
does that
right.
and lays it out really well and really concisely.
Right.
And from both sides.
Right.
You know, where people are like, what the hell? What are these people doing here?
And so, being there as a young adult,
right? Probably 14 or so.
Were you like? Screw these people. Why are they here?
For me, you know, I never was like, personally vested on either
or
side.
You're just watching the news. Like, why are they? Why do they care about these people? Like,
yeah,
what's
I just
the
thought
deal?
It was just
like,
kind of interesting that there was this cult that lived, and we
and
was
so
always
you
referred
to
it
was a cult.
We always called it a cult. I mean, like,
after we're seeing the documentary, do you still believe it's a cult?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but I mean, I don't necessarily think.
Do they
that in
does
a negative
the,
way.
Does the documentary or do the documentarians paint them as a cult, or do
they
try
I mean,
and explain why?
I don't think that they
from
paint
their
them
side of the story
as a cult in a negative necessarily
sure.
light.
Sure, sure, sure.
I think that like they are
now. In your opinion, do you believe that there are good cults?
Well, I think that their intentions are good. You know. I think that if intentions are good,
sure, sure, sure.
That you
but,
know, like,
but when you,
because you could call
but
like
when you
your
slap
commune.
The word, but when you slap the word cult on something,
right,
it automatically has a negative stigma,
right, and it earns its negative stigma. I mean,
sure.
like you give up your money to a guy who becomes very wealthy,
right,
in that aspect, it's like legitimately
it's like,
a cult.
It's like religion to the umpteenth degree. Because like religion, they have their bylaws and this and that, and you donate money and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think it's actually probably. I mean, a discussion for maybe another time.
Sure, but like the cult is like I am the leader of this
right
cult
right
idea, whatever. Give me all your money, sell your assets, come move here, take
right.
all the profit, donate it to this cause.
Right,
and it's like whoa.
Yeah.
And did they do that stuff?
What do you mean? Did the Sri the Rajneesh do that?
Did they do that kind of thing where it's like sell off everything you own and come live here and
yes.
give us everything?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So that's very cultish.
Yes. It was a cult.
Sure. Okay. Okay. Sure.
It was a cult. But sure. at the same time, like.
But they didn't do anything bad. They didn't like. Other than like, well, see, that's the thing. Like, did people want to get out? And they're like, you can't leave.
Not like that.
Because
no.
like, that's the like extreme version of the cult where right. they're like, whoa, what have I done?
No, in fact, they were more like kicking people out. So they had like, and that was one of the problems is they invited all the homeless in to join them. But there was a lot of folks with mental problems.
Sure.
Clearly, we know this. As, right. That weren't serving the
right there. You have to contribute serving, something is like
yeah,
the bare minimum is you have to contribute. Something.
Yeah. They were more of a tax. They were more of a drain on the society than,
sure.
than a plus to the
sure,
society.
Sure, sure.
And so those folks, they like unceremoniously
get out.
Yeah. You got to go.
Yeah.
And put them on a bus and took them back to the Dalles, which is not a major metropolitan area, and dropped them off at the Dalles. And
nuts,
so you're this is what, but so yeah, so it's anyway, it's
yeah.
so good. Like,
man,
it's so good. It's,
you're over here watching like these heavy things, and I'm watching a silly Matt Damon movie.
So tell me about this Matt Damon movie because I wanted to see that.
Well, see, here's the thing, was this movie in theaters?
Yeah,
when?
Like 6 months ago?
See,
less than that.
I remember
it coming out.
I remember going to see something.
And seeing an ad for
I
it?
Saw a movie with my movie pass.
Yeah.
And I sat down and one of the trailers was for this movie. And I literally put it on my, I took, when I go to the movies now, I have my notes application open and I like write the movie titles of things that I want to see.
Right.
And for whatever movie that I went to see, I was like, ooh, that movie looks good. And like shrinking people. Ha ha. Kind of funny. Good cast. Matt Damon, Kristen Wiig, Jason Sudeikis, a few other people. I was like, this movie looks intriguing. Like shrink down and live like kings. Cause you can live in a dollhouse and
right.
How much does it cost to own a dollhouse or whatever. I was like, this movie looks intriguing. And so then, I don't know, a week ago, I'm walking through Target, and like it's there on the shelf.
It seemed like, wasn't this just in the theaters?
Well, I don't even remember it being in the, because I made a list.
I don't think that it probably
like,
ran
I want to go see movies.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have movie pass. I was like, I made a list where I was like, I'm going to go see this.
And it was on the list.
And it was on the list, and I don't remember it being in theaters at all. All.
I think it bombed. Like it bombed. It
maybe
was, it was there and gone like really quickly. So
it's so it's just bizarre. And nowadays, like there are movies that even come out where like straight to DVD or straight to streaming. Back in the day, you'd be like straight to DVD. That means this movie sucks,
right?
But nowadays, it's like video on demand or straight to streaming or straight to DVD. It's like
sometimes by design.
Yeah, they just
even
here
a more,
it is like
more major one. Yeah.
It might, because they know that they, in order what they spent or whatever, it's not going to make the money in the theaters because people aren't going to the movies.
Right.
Which is why movie pass is $6.95 a month.
Right.
Because people aren't going to the movies. So it's better to have it, here you go, just stream it or video on demand or whatever.
I think it came out. I think.
I don't remember it being in theaters. Anyway, regardless.
You liked it.
I was walking through Target, and I am still a chump.
And you bought it.
And, well, that's the thing. I buy movies. Like, I haven't seen – I don't see them.
You're in some database. Like, this chump will buy any movie.
Absolutely. No, so. They know. Like, they can just dang – like, I'm like the pig with the carrot, and, yeah. like, somebody's riding my back, like, fishing with the carrot or whatever. Yeah, and I'm like, give me that carrot. I need it. And so I'm walking through Target, and I'm like, ooh, downsizing. Oh, man. That was on
Give
my
me that.
Well, it was on my list. I was like, I really wanted to see that. Like, it looked like it was gonna be enjoyable.
Yeah.
And but again, I'm a chump. And like same thing with like Ghostbusters 2016 or whatever that movie. I bought that stupid movie. And like, sure, it was enjoyable. But am I ever gonna be like, I want to watch that movie again?
Maybe not.
Probably not. But I own it. And so I buy stuff without having seen it, which
right.
is probably a problem. I can go to Redbox or
that's a weakness. Or,
kind of, but I, whatever.
Nah, it's
I don't
not
care.
A weakness.
It
it's
is, but like I don't care. Well, I am also the self-proclaimed like lover of all things.
I
like,
love everything.
Right. Like you could put out a shit movie, and I'm like, yeah,
yum, 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 yum. I love it.
Thanks for entertaining me for 2 hours. Right. Like Ghostbusters again. Like I bought it because I was like, it's not going to be so bad that I'm gonna regret for the rest of whatever spending 20 now, bucks on it.
Do you wonder if it is so bad that, but as kind of like a
no, I love it.
Like, Ghostbusters?
I don't love it, but it's enjoyable.
But do you think that like you love it as a reflex?
Nope.
As a reflexive like.
Because I bought
to,
it.
Response to the negative stuff that
no.
that you felt was probably like misguided.
Nope. I just love. I just
I
like,
love things.
I just
okay.
yes. I am just a positive.
That's no
force
problem.
In the world.
That's all good.
And I just want to be. And it, you can make a movie, and it's 2 hours of me going. And if I chuckle at like two jokes or whatever, I'm like, that was fun. That was
the
fun
time
movie.
Well spent.
Yeah, it was a fun movie. And so like whatever. So anyway, walking through Target, see Downsizing. That was on. I wanted to see that. Mm. It's only $19. Like, okay.
$19? Anyway, go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead. I'll $19.99. Stop. Go ahead.
So I bought it. Went home, and Samantha and I had our again, she made that, like, year's worth of, like, dates. And,
right.
And March was slumber party with movies and pajamas or whatever. So we, like, bundled up and gotten our PJs and sat under a blanket and made popcorn and stuff. And we're like, we're watching two movies we haven't seen before. One of which was Downsizing. I thoroughly enjoyed the movie. Like, I would watch this film again. It's very, very entertaining to watch. And it doesn't go where you necessarily think it's going to go. And the characters are, first of all, it's 2 hours and 15 minutes long.
It's pretty long.
Kind of. And, like, people, that just brings up a whole nother can of worms for me. But it's so good, and the acting and the characters, I thoroughly enjoyed it. The only thing that kind of leaves you wanting more is it just kind of ends, and you're like, I wish there was maybe 5 more minutes to, like, round out the story. And they just don't give you, like, the round out, wrap it all up in a
They leave you hanging a little bit,
or,
like,
not really.
Or let you fill it in
right,
yourself.
Right. They don't leave you hanging, but you can
you
just...
You know where things
it's
are going,
but,
right.
like, you just kind of want to see it.
I see.
Anyway. It was thoroughly enjoyable. It just took me by surprise that it was out already. I was like, what the... Why can't I buy this already? It's crazy. Anyway.
So, Downsizing.
Yeah, check it out. But mostly check out Wild Wild Country on Netflix. We didn't get to any of the field recording stuff.
What time? How long have we been going?
1 hour and 17 minutes.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
And we still have... the new segment with
Matty Warburton.
Yes. But we can use that. We'll do that next week.
Matt's? Or,
no, we'll or, do the other stuff.
The
what
stuff.
People are watching in 7 seasons. Oh, no, we need to put that in, don't we? Because people are ready for it.
What?
You kind of made this whole thing, so we kind of need
bit.
To put it in
a little bit. So
well, yeah, we'll play some of that right now. Set this up. What'd you do?
So today, the lovely day that today was,
absolutely.
Seven Seas Food Festival, spring break, working at SeaWorld,
absolutely. Seven Seas,
lovely day.
Which is like beer, wine, food. Like you, like
it's one of the events at SeaWorld.
It's the big that, like springtime kickoff. Yeah,
is a really good event,
and it's fantastic. By the way,
you go and there's themed areas.
We briefly talked about it last week, but it's so good. Yeah.
So they have themed areas for food. They have a Caribbean where they have like a jerk spiced ribs and chicken. And some other stuff.
Mediterranean, where you can get like lamb sliders.
Yep.
And
yeah, they have French, where you can get
escargot.
Yeah, escargot or duck confit. Or salmon rillette.
Southern California has like good wines and kind of cheese plates. And yeah.
And they have some pretzels flavors. Oh, yeah. So everyone is themed as Latin America. There's a Asian street flavors. There's
Polynesian.
A Polynesian. And then. And in four of the areas, they have live music theming for the area. So
right.
France has a French jazz group.
It's like you're playing. Kind of in a little cafe, like yep. sitting there. Right.
Yeah. Yep. And California has kind of modern acoustic.
Like a coffee shop vibe. People playing
coffee shop.
Yep.
Latin America is a new music area this year. They've had the area, but not music. And right. this year, they have a mariachi band out there playing most of the day. And then in Polynesia, they have Polynesian dances is happening.
Dancing.
And music and culture, bands playing.
Fire dancing.
And yeah. so today, after work, I walked through the festival, and I talked to a bunch of people at the festival, enjoying the festival, and talked about what was going on, and also, you know, what are they watching?
Yeah.
So,
well, let's,
so
that's what we let's got. Let's check that out right now.
All right, we're here on location. Life's a Binge on location here at Seven Seas Food Festival here in San Diego. We're stopping at the Seesaw Sway to see our main man, Eddie. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, what's up?
So tell me, man, you watching anything good on TV?
I mean, I was actually just binge watching Forensic Files the other day.
You watched that show?
I mean, yeah, I was in a hotel room because I was up north in San Jose. And I was coming home late, like 11 o'clock at night, and then it was like the only thing on, so I was just binge watching till like 3 a.m. in the morning.
All right.
That's a little weird.
So tell me, what's your favorite show of all time?
Favorite show of all time?
You can give me a few.
All right. So, I mean, I'm going to go Office.
Okay.
Friends.
Okay.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Okay.
And then I got to go Breaking Bad.
Oh, okay. So you got a little Bryan Cranston tie-in there yeah. from Malcolm in the Middle and Breaking Bad. Those are four solid choices.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. How's business today?
It's going pretty good.
Right on. Now, Eddie just did a solid by hiring my nephew, Richie, who just started today, learning how to do the rope climb. So he's going to be here all summer. Is he still here? He's gone. But stop it. When you're at the Seven Seas Food Festival, stop into the Seesaw Sway. Try to win yourself a big old prize. I'm sure you could do it. Eddie, my man, thank you.
All right, thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Running into some folks. Hello there. I am recording for our podcast, Life's a Binge. You want to say something? Are you watching any shows? This is Sarah, by the way. I run into Sarah walking through. You're not watching any shows?
Well, The Voice. The Voice is great.
What else do you like?
Married at First Sight.
Huh? I've never even heard of that. Now, where is that on?
Lifetime.
Okay. I don't have cable, so that's a struggle. But hey, but lots of folks do. Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
Tell me about the show.
Basically, a bunch of people apply, and they only get, like, 100 people, and then they break it down to 3 couples, and they literally get married at first sight. They don't know their names. They don't know anything. And they stay married for 8 weeks, and then they decide if they want to stay married or get divorced.
That's awesome. Yeah. Right on. All right. Well, that was Sarah's 2 cents on what she's watching. It's good to see you. Hopefully the mariachi band is playing when we get over there. They're playing. I can see them. You can hear the Manta. That's a good roller coaster. It's a good roller coaster. We have a brand new roller coaster starting up here in a month or so. It's going to be crazy, but this Manta's good. And here we go with the mariachis. So, tell me about the chili lime chapulines.
There's grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers?
Yes.
Have you tried it?
No, not yet.
Are you afraid?
Well, when I look at it, I'm just like, I think it's good, though.
Okay.
A lot of people have been raving about it.
I've heard good things, so let me try. I'm going to try one of those.
I mean, it's very well-known in Mexico. Uh-huh. When I went to Guanajuato, I remember them having it.
Uh-huh.
And
It's just one thing that I really can't eat because I just feel like I'm eating like a cockroach.
Right.
That's how I feel, but a lot of people say that it's really good and it tastes like sunflower seeds, kind of.
Okay.
So right. I'm thinking that it is good. I just can't get over what it is. Maybe if I get blindfolded and maybe if I
you just ate it, you never know. This could be the
one thing that I love,
or it could be the food of the future. You know, they say that like because it's plentiful, they can bring it up. So.
Would you like to try
some
by yourself?
Maybe. Maybe.
Like,
yeah, maybe. Yeah, let's try it. Yeah. So we're recording some stuff for a podcast. No, it's a podcast that we do. And it's mainly about, by themselves, I don't know. So you just eat them?
Yeah, a lot of people do. We give it to them.
So now what are they? Are they cooked?
Yes. They're baked.
They're baked. Okay, let me take a picture of that. All right, here we go. And this is cotija or queso fresco?
It is.
Queso fresco?
Queso fresco. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Brian? Was there one for Wendy? Wendy,
yeah, that's solid. It's good. Cool. We're still here in the Polynesian Flavors area. This is Life's a Binge. This is our podcast about TV and movies. We've been going on for a couple years now, and nice. It's a lot of fun. So we're doing a little on-location segment here at the park during Seven Seas Food Festival. So we're here with Bobby, and tell me your name.
John.
John. John, Bobby are brothers, yes. And you guys are, you're both trying the oysters?
Yeah, we're doing the oysters.
Have you had them before?
I've had them once before. Uh-huh. So but I'm not a big oyster, you know, you can't get oysters everywhere. So
right.
This is cool that you get to try them here.
Yeah, for sure.
And you've never done them before, right?
I've never done them, no.
Have you ever had oysters? Or?
Never.
So that would be cool. And then you got those firecracker shrimp?
Yeah.
Those are always good. Really good. Those are super good.
Yeah, we did the shrimp. The shrimp are great. The shrimp
very
are
good.
And it's cool to try something that we would normally try. So
I just had the crickets.
Did you like it?
They were pretty good.
I've had it too. I think they're good.
They gave me some to eat by themselves.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't know. But then I was like, what the heck?
You know, try it. Pull out or get out.
It was dry. Yeah, it was dry and kind of seasoned. Like seedy.
Nice.
But
yeah,
it was good. It was good.
So, I like it. And the tostada has good flavor. I think that that was
the whole really nice. Yeah, the whole thing is pretty good. It's pretty good. I enjoyed it. So there's a handful of the other ones I haven't tried yet. This one I'm very familiar with, all of these foods, and I love them all.
I love it.
Oh, the wasabi. I might get a wasabi sushi.
I don't think I've actually done that one. So it's
good. I do recommend it. Yeah, it's good. It's kind of filling. Some of the items are more filling than others. Yeah.
Nice.
So that's one.
That's awesome.
For the purposes of our podcast, though, we like to talk about what people are watching on TV or movies.
Okay.
What's your shows right now? What are you watching?
My shows?
Oh, do you have a show?
I do have a show right now, but we do watch a lot of shows together, actually.
Cool.
So right now we're watching, we're in The Walking Dead.
Okay.
So we love watching it, but we're an episode behind, so.
So don't spoil it.
So don't spoil it. And then we actually watch, what else do we watch? Watch Riverdale.
Riverdale.
I watched a little bit of Riverdale.
It is so good.
It is,
and it's very adult.
It's very adult.
Yeah.
For like based on a comic.
Based on Archie.
Very on Archie comics. It's very adult. We watched Life Sentence.
It's new.
What's that now?
It's Lucy Hale from Pretty Little Liars. It's her show. She just started it. It's about a girl who has cancer and then is cured, and it's like life after being cured, and it's. Her whole family is, like, keeping stuff from her because she had cancer, obviously. It's a really good show. Just started. We're in its third episode?
What channel is that on?
It's on CW.
Okay.
So, I don't know what channel.
Yeah, we like that. We do that. And then I'm really into Drag Race, but I don't know.
Well, it's so funny. I've watched it over the years. My fiance off and on, like, has been a big fan, and so she loves it, and so we don't have cable, so we end up streaming it on something, you know, later. So
it's a new season. We're only on tonight's episode two.
So. Well, what I love is that it's so I don't know. Maybe it's just people I know, but it seems like. I don't think so. I think it's a very popular big show, it seems like.
It is. I think it really is, and it's mainstream drag. So, like, it's putting drag in mainstream a little bit
right.
more. So, I think it's cool. I think it's fun. It's super creative, so I think that's what I like about it, too. Yeah.
I've gotten a kick out of everything I've seen.
Oh, yeah, super fun.
Free from it so far, but.
Yeah. Awesome.
Right on. Very good. Well, thanks, you guys.
Nice.
Awesome.
Thank
you. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, and
thanks,
enjoy the rest of your time. Right on, guys.
Thanks, BJ.
All right, Bobby, and tell me your name again.
John.
John, very good.
Awesome.
And Life's a Binge, I'll let you guys,
I'll
remind you.
I'll look it up.
All right, guys, see ya.
Thank you so much. Bye.
All right, so we're back here at Seven Seas Food Festival here in the Polynesian Flavors area, and we're talking to Tron Tron. I was looking at your name. I was like, what? Tron. But is that Tirana is your name?
It's Tron.
It's Tron.
Polynesia.
In Polynesian, it's Tirana.
Yeah.
So did you change that just for the Polynesian?
Yeah.
So
Polynesian.
Is that how you spell it normally or no?
No.
Normally T-R-O-N.
Yes.
Okay, because that's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
exactly.
I'm like looking, I'm like, what the? I've been saying it wrong. Right on. So Tron's one of the leadership here for culinary. He does a fantastic job. I'll vouch for him.
Thank you, John.
Last year, he really helped out a lot. So I'm sure you're doing a great job this year. So tell me, what shows are you watching on TV?
What shows I'm watching on TV? I love watching culinary chefs, celebrity chefs, especially like Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay's
Master
your man?
Chef. Yeah, he's my man for sure. His art is just like unbelievable to watch. Master Chef definitely my favorite show to watch right now.
Right on. You know, a couple years ago, they were doing Hell's Kitchen, and they filmed a bit here at SeaWorld.
Really?
And so the guys came over, and they did a bit at Pets Rule. And so I'm in that episode, like, you hear my voice, like, during the show. So I didn't make the screen, any screen time, but during the thing, they're at the show, and you hear me, like, saying, Pets Rule. You hear me saying something during the show, so it was kind of cool.
Hey, you're in it, voice line.
Hey, yeah, guys, you get credit for it. So, but... Gordon Ramsay, I go back and forth with him, I'm going to tell you. Mm-hmm. I like him, but sometimes I feel like he's a little overexposed.
Definitely.
He has a lot. He's in everything, it seems like and on everything, but he is a super talented chef.
Very super
for
talented.
Sure. You ever take any of his recipes and try to make them?
I try. They don't turn out the same.
What
sure.
about cuz he does a scrambled egg expo like online or mm-hmm. It looks easy, and then I try it. It's not so good.
I can't get that fluffy. I don't know what it is.
But I feel like maybe you feel the same way, like from watching you watch Hell's Kitchen for a long time.
Yeah.
So that you could make scallops. Like, don't you feel like you could?
I feel like I could at least not undercook them
right?
after watching people undercook it for a long time.
Not get them smashed in your face. Mm-hmm. And say, go, get out. Just get out.
Yeah.
Or F off. That's his, we laugh about that. That's his catchphrase is... F off, it's funny.
Or the meme one, it's pretty hype right now. Where is the lamb sauce?
Is that like a new thing?
I
think they work on like catchphrases for those things, but that's cool. Anything else you're watching? Any dramatizations or comedies?
I'm still a fun, still active follower of The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead, that's the biggest one this year so far. Like as far as asking folks here at the park.
That's
like,
cool.
Walking Dead. Cool, anything else?
I guess I'm America's Got Talent. So
okay.
With that one.
So you like those?
It's a fun one to watch.
And what about like The Voice? No?
The Voice? I couldn't get on The Voice. My sister loves The Voice, but they keep changing judges. And I'm like,
they do.
Uh-huh. I kind of want like someone to always cheer for it. Same
and one. America's Got Talent is a big variety of different acts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
definitely.
That's cool. That's cool. Right on. Well, Tron, right on, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you, BJ.
Very good. You did a great job. We'll see you again soon. That's Tron holding the fort down here at Seven Seas Food Festival. Good job.
That's funny.
So cool. We're here with our main man, Mark Matamoros, who's been around for a little while. Seriously, dude? 12 years here at SeaWorld. So you know about our podcast.
Yes.
Life's a Binge. So tell me, what are you watching these days?
I'll say this. Last thing I watched was Altered Carbon.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Yes.
And?
It's cool.
Okay.
It's a little... It's a little bit of a push as far as complexity. They get a little bit of wishy-washy here and there, but I like the attempt, and it's a bit gory, and it's a bit graphic, so it's eye candy, and it's intriguing.
Visually, it's really stunning. Like, I haven't seen the whole thing, but I've seen probably 7 of them, and there's like 8 or 9 or something like that. So so that's cool. Anything else that you've been watching?
Not off the top of my head.
Anything like you're waiting for? How about like Game of Thrones? Are you watching that?
No, I'm lame.
That's all right, man. Everyone's watching Game of Thrones. They got it covered. How about the big one that today I've been asking, Walking Dead. Everyone's watched Walking Dead. How about you?
I'm watching reruns.
Of Walking Dead?
Occasionally.
Mark, your money, as always, and I appreciate it. And anything, anytime you want to come on and say hi, please do.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to know you for 12 years. Here's Dana.
No one cares.
Dana's going to talk.
He already talked to me.
I didn't talk about anything new and exciting. Are you watching anything new and exciting?
I just started the season of Peaky Blinders. I've been waiting so long. I just
now? I know, boo.
No, but listen.
Okay.
But listen, it's only because, you know, you got to wait for it to, like, marinate and chill, and then you get really excited, and you forget. And then one day you're like, I have Peaky Blinders to watch. Also, I don't have any whiskey in my house, so I don't want to finish the season without whiskey to drink. It's pretty good.
It is a good thing to drink whiskey, too, because it's all about whiskey.
I feel like this season's better than last season with all the Russian. Like, season three was all with those Russian. I was really confused, actually, a lot.
Some of it is kind of confusing, especially with the thick accents, and they have very complex storylines, too. So.
Right, but we jump in time each season, so things right. happen that we don't see.
Right.
So then you have to piece it together. But this season, I feel like we're back on track more. I feel like season three was its like own weird.
How far in are you?
I'm on 4 of 6. Okay. So I have 5 and 6 to watch.
You got to go?
She's like, let me go.
All right, tell me a show that you're watching. This is Veronica.
Ooh, what am I? I just started Barry on HBO.
Oh, Barry, yes, with what's
his name? Bill Hader, amazing. And Henry Winkler. It was the best pilot I've seen in a really long time.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
it is good. I watched the pilot. It is good.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I'm excited right. about this.
Right on. Good Barry. Time. All right, I'm going to watch that.
And things are going to come from Barry.
And if you're actors, there's a lot to laugh about. There's a lot to laugh about because it's like inside actor world.
Right on.
Yeah, it's cool.
I dig that.
It's good. Cool. It's good.
All right, anything else before you go?
I just started Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon. Okay, I'm gonna give it another episode. It's an hour, which is a little bit like, but we'll see.
And that's a BBC show or no?
It's an Amazon Prime original.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, from the Gilmore Girls lady. Okay. Yeah.
Amy Sherman Palladino.
You're good with the names. You know who's not good with the names? Me.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Well, you can ask me anything about Gilmore Girls, and I'll tell you about it.
All right, so we're here with Sophia, who helped us out the very first time. We did a little impromptu recording session in the green room. And what were the shows you were watching there? You said
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror, and then there was another one or two. Because you said like two or three, and then we remembered one or two, and then we were trying to remember the third. And we're like, she just said it. We're the worst. So, what else are you watching these days?
Ooh, I actually just started a documentary on Netflix.
Which one?
Wild Wild Country.
Okay, so I've watched that.
Okay.
And I moved to Oregon in 1980. And so I was a freshman in high school.
Oh, wow.
And so the Bhagwan and all of that, and Ma Nan Sheila were huge. Like, in our life.
So, I bet.
So I loved, in fact, I'm about to watch it again.
I just started it. I'm just finished episode 2 last night.
Okay.
And so I'm just like very new into it.
It's fascinating.
It's so fascinating.
Now, how old are you?
20.
So you have, that means, had you ever even heard of it?
No. Okay. I'm shocked. Because, like, I'm someone that I'm very this sounds bad. I'm fascinated by cults and things like that.
Right.
I actually, for a class, I conceptualized a musical about Charles Manson.
Okay.
Because I read all of Helter Skelter, and I was like, this would make a wonderful musical.
Of
very dark.
Would. Yes.
But wonderful. And so I'm shocked that I've never heard of this before, but it was recommended to me by a friend.
But you've heard of Jamestown.
Yeah. Jamestown. Okay.
So probably because it never ended up like that.
Yeah.
But I'll just wait and let you watch.
Yeah,
because
no spoilers.
No spoilers.
I'm excited.
Yeah, or no historical spoilers on this. Other than, no, it's not like Jamestown. Like,
okay,
there's not a mass murder or suicide. But it's fascinating. And the Wild Country is amazing. It's very good. It's emotional.
It's really well done.
Yeah, and where they go with it and how they handle it is, like, I'm literally can't wait to watch it again.
Awesome.
So that's cool. Anything else you're watching?
Off the top of my
it's all right.
Head.
It's good to get. Wild Country is a good one to get. Like,
that's what I'm really like into. Right
yeah,
now.
You like can't wait to like. All right, ooh, well, another episode of Wild Country. Yeah,
that's what I'm at right now because I always just rewatch Friends and
of
How I Met
course,
Your Mother and
of
things
course.
Like that. Just where sitcoms to have in the background.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah. Those are all precious things to have.
Exactly.
The stuff that where you have to put down the phone or what you know and not do other stuff. So that Wild Country is a good one. For
yeah, I'm
so.
Excited about it.
Cool.
Awesome.
Right on. Are you the second time? You're the only two time.
No, I'm a two timer.
Well, two timer for this
this event.
For at SeaWorld. Yep, you're a two timer. So very good. You're
Perfect.
You're in the lead.
Awesome.
So thanks, Sophia.
Thank
Have a good rest
you.
Of your day.
See you later.
Sweet. Cool stuff, man.
Yeah, we got to talk to a lot of folks there.
Yeah,
a lot of folks.
You got a lot of. There's a lot of, and there's that's not even all of it.
Yeah, there was
like,
a bunch.
You just blabbed away for quite a long time, and we had to chop it out and edit it down and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So there will probably, I'm going to say, probably be more. probably of that kind of stuff.
Probably, yeah. And then you know they just extended the Seven Seas Food Festival for 2 more weeks.
Nice.
Yeah. And so,
check it out. Go down there.
Yeah, yeah. So
find BJ. Talk to him. Yeah, I might be down there. Find me. Talk to me. Yeah. I just got my own little field recorder, so like I can do that kind of stuff too.
I can do this stuff.
I can do it too, guys. And to round out our episode,
this is a full episode.
You know, that's what you get.
We give
you the goods.
Give you like a ton of content.
Well, yeah, you're sitting, you're working, you're driving, you're whatever. And you run out of podcasts, well, guess what? You get more for your bang for your buck. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
You know what you're saying.
More stuff.
I like it.
You get more stuff. Yeah. And to round out our episode, we do have a new segment, Tony. You hear that? Tony? We have a new segment, an entire segment based on one phone call because he put thought and energy and effort into it. We have a new segment from our buddy Matt Warburton.
Right on.
And as of right now, I believe the segment's called What Do I Know? And it's basically a legitimate movie review. It's kind of tying into the movie pass idea. So go get a movie pass. We've said it. We post it on Twitter. We post it on Instagram. We post it on Facebook. Get a movie pass and go see the movies of which we will be discussing, or Matt will be discussing, in, you know, short 3 to 4 minute reviews of sorts. And this week he saw Pacific Rim Uprising.
Pacific Sweet, Rim which 2 is on my list.
Uprising.
Yes.
Excuse me. And let's hear what he has to say.
Go, Maddie.
About that. And now, another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
Hey, everyone. Matt here. So, I recently watched Pacific Rim Uprising. However, before I caught Uprising, I figured it would be a good idea to check out the original from 2013. When it came out, I avoided this movie because it got the reputation, at least in my circles, of being a live-action Rock'em Sock'em Robots movie. After some word of mouth and watching it later, I realized that it was much more than that. The Del Toro monsters were great and the fight scenes were amazing. The thing that dragged the original for me was the acting. It seemed a little stiff. It actually kind of reminded me of Starship Troopers a little. The original Pacific Rim seemed to take itself a bit too seriously, and the story seemed like it was just a vehicle to get from one monster fight to the next, which, by the way, was well worth it. But this isn't a Pacific Rim review. This is about the sequel, Pacific Rim Uprising. I went into this movie with an open mind, realizing it was going to be a big monster bash flick, and also that it's a sequel, which means that there's a chance it's going to be super derivative of the first. However, I was pleasantly surprised. In the beginning, they address the events of the first movie in a neat recap, not too different from the opening of Army of Darkness recapping the Evil Dead movies. It's short, sweet, and effective, bringing the audience up to speed to where we are now. I also loved how Uprising didn't seem so concerned about remaking the original, but became its own movie. The story continued the idea of what if the events of the original story moved forward? What would society be like? How would the characters be affected, and how might this change things? So story-wise, it's very much its own movie, which is refreshing. And it also leaves space for some great surprises and plot twists that I didn't see coming. The story revolves around Jake Pentecost, played by John Boyega, who is the son of Stacker Pentecost from the original, played by Idris Elba. Unlike his father, Jake is a rebellious criminal who is kicked out of the service and now, to avoid getting in trouble with the law, is asked to come back to train young cadets. Kind of along the same lines of Mighty Ducks, but more badassy. Jake is looking for an easy, by-the-numbers way of paying off his debt to society, until, of course, everything goes sideways and we're introduced to our new battle enemies. I loved John Boyega in this role. His performance completely fixed the issues I had with the original. He's fun to watch on screen, he has a lot of diversity, and, of course, jokes. I found myself laughing out loud in the theater. This was the monster fight movie that didn't take itself too seriously that I was looking for in the original. John Boyega plays his role a lot like Finn from Star Wars, but not quite as goofy, more a quirky rapscallion. It's incredible to see how an acting style can completely change the tone, and in my case, enjoyment of a movie. So, in my opinion, Pacific Rim Uprising is one of those few sequels that is better than the original. However, it's not going to change your life or world outlook. It's a movie about robots and monsters punching each other. It goes well with a large soda and a bucket of popcorn. Should you wait for Netflix? Nah. See it in the theater if you get a chance. While I'm sure you can certainly enjoy it at home, this is a movie that is made for a loud sound system and a big screen. I actually caught a 3D Titan XC matinee that was only $10. It was a lot of fun. Do you need to see the original? Technically, no. The movie catches you up enough that you won't be lost, but I still highly recommend seeing the original first. There's character crossover into the sequel that adds to the overall enjoyment experience. So, if you don't see the first one, you won't be completely lost, but you also won't be getting the full experience either. Of course, that's just my opinion. I encourage you to go to the multiplex yourself and give us your thoughts, because hey, what do I know?
Boom. Solid. Bam. Solid review.
Maddie Warburton.
Yes. And like I said, that as of right now, the segment's called What Do I Know? Which is solid. Solid title. Solid. Basically, he's going to give us a review of a movie that you can see in theaters. Mostly. Sometimes it'll be a TV show or a favorite film or whatnot.
Or a dream he had or something.
Yeah, or something. whatever happens to be. But for the most part, it will be a movie. And since this is the very first one, he neglected to mention that the next film he's going to go see in theaters to review for the show is Tomb Raider. So go check out Tomb Raider.
It's not a Tomb Raider.
So, I'll give it to you. I'll allow it. That was pretty good. It's not a Tomb Raider. Wowzers. But anyway, so check out Tomb Raider in theaters to get the inside scoop on the next film that he's going to be reviewing. And if you have your own opinions on what he's talking about or anything that we've talked about or discussed, hit us up. You can send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube at Life's a Binge, or give us a phone call at 619-438-0532.
Or comment on Facebook.
Whatever, wherever it happens to be. But for this long episode.
Very long, but good times.
It's not that long. It's no longer than other podcasts I listen to.
Yeah.
But you're welcome for the content, folks.
Free content.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll wrap this one up and we'll say adios. So this has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And we'll see you on the couch. Life's a binge.
Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.